Before COVID-19 changed our lives, the fight against single-use plastic was gaining momentum. Then the pandemic arrived, and according to the Solid Waste Association of North America, many cities saw a 50% increase in waste, with an average of 20% rise in trash overall. In normal months, Americans already generate over 20 million tons of waste, so we're talking an additional 5 to 10 million tons of waste per month. And a significant portion of that increased waste is single-use plastic. In efforts to reduce the spread of the virus, many stores stopped allowing reusable bags. More takeout and delivery services also added to the growing pile of briefly used plastic bags. So if, like me, you find yourself piling up plastic bags, here are four ways to take care of this mounting problem responsibly. The first and always best option when it comes to single-use plastic is to reduce your consumption. Plastic bags go beyond the common grocery bag. Change your toilet paper brand and use reusable towels in place of paper towels to avoid the plastic overwrap. To cut out plastic bread bags, try baking your own bread. Choose reusable food storage options instead of disposable zip-top bags. This will cut out a lot of plastic. Another way to handle this waste is to reuse those bags as much as you can. We use them as trash bags and for scooping litter, and many food share programs need bags for distribution and will gladly accept your unwanted plastic bags. Next, recycle not only your grocery sacks, but also bread bags, paper product overwrap, dry cleaning bags, deflated shipping bubbles, Ziploc bags, and some bubble mailers, like those all-plastic blue and white ones from Amazon. You can easily drop these off when you do your shopping at certain store drop-off sites. We take ours to Publix and just pop it in the bin on the way in the store. Unfortunately, you can't recycle thick plastic films like frozen food bags, bags marked with a number 5 recycling symbol, and packaging containing mixed material like paper or foil. Remember, if in doubt, throw it out to avoid contamination. And don't forget, all recycling must be empty, clean, and dry. Lastly, now that most stores are allowing customers to bring reusable bags, it's time to retrain ourselves to bring our bags. Renew your habit in whatever way works best for you. Leave it in your car where you can see it. Carry it in your purse. Hang it with your keys. And don't forget to practice good hygiene and wash your bags frequently. COVID-19 will eventually go away, but all of this plastic waste won't. So as we become more used to pandemic life, we can make choices, reform habits, and take steps to reduce our waste so we can continue living with less plastic.